Korach is one of the. It's a parasha specifically about Korach and Moshe. It's understood in terms of being chaylik ateres Moshe. We'll see the Rambam says, but there are a lot of different angles about machlokas. In other words, the shrushim. And like everything else, there's in the universal scope of the machlokas about. There's always a personal nekuda. Specifically, the machlokas seems to be machlokas of Nei Levi on kahuna. He wanted his primary machlokas seemed to be on kahuna gdola. That's why he took the k'tiris. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him Rav Lechem to Nei Levi. So the machlokas was Levim against kahuna. Specifically, there's a description the Zohar Kaddish brought down a lot of Sfarim. A very strange description. It says, "V'ishki morit roishay kireyachu toharu," that a person whose hair falls out, so being bald is not considered, doesn't have a shenega, it's not, you know, it's love and it meets other requirements. It's called, it's kireyachu toharu. Omer Yitzchak, Rav mikol levoye havik kireyach. Korach was the biggest of the Levim. The Avdei Kutshebricho Kigamdi L'Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like the Tzura of a person L'Mailo, V'Karya Korach, that's what it's called Korach. In other words, the word Korach comes from the word Korach, which is the Tzura and the Dugma of the Adam L'Mailo. Emasai, V'Shaita the Golish Beginei Lahu Ish Tichsiv Korachu. It's because when they had the hair removed, like for the Levium, that's when he was called Korach. So it says he got very upset when he saw Aaron HaKohen with all his tiferes. Aaron HaKohen was with his glory. Aaron HaKohen went with Shmoyne Begodim and with everything. So he was Meskaneh, and that's why it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, aren't you happy that you look like the Tzuras Adam Lamaila and Bemela, and if you're not, then you'll go down all the way Lamata. So the Machlokes, the way the Zohar describes it, Akoponim, in the terms we can understand, is the Tzura of Levium is completely Koreach, without Cyrus. And on the surface of it, the person who has Aaron HaKohen, who's very lavush, who's completely dressed up with Shmoneh Begodim and with gold and with diamonds and with Tznefes, is definitely more chashuv. He's tachshitim, it says the Lashon, and he was neskan in those tachshitim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you weren't happy to look better than Aaron, you look worse than him. Plus or minus, that's the Havana Shazer. So obviously it needs a lot of havana, understanding what's the yoifi of Aaron against the kirch of Korach. What's the mile of Korach being the Korach? L'chur, if anything, it is like that. The Korach is a karachos in general is a bizoyin. That bizoyin, we have a few places in Tanakh. You have by Elisha, it says that he fixed the water in the city. It was very salty, and he made it good to drink. And some people were upset with it, so they ran after him. They yelled, "Alei Kireach, Alei Kireach! Get lost, bald one! Get lost, bald one!" And he cursed them, and they died. On Kapanim, Kirch itself is a lashon bizoyan. It says the Gemara says, "Ibshur ben Karcha." Rashi brings a shita that it's Rabbi Akiva. Korcha is means Rabbi Akiva, who was Koreach, and he says it would be Lashon B'Zayin. It couldn't be that way. So Korcha is Betzim Lashon B'Zayin. A Koreach is somebody, the hair is usually the Teferis, the Salsa B'Sayra, and so on, and when it goes wild, it's Avelus, but when it's trimmed, that's Melech B'Yafit Achzena. And yet, the Zohar seems to say that there's a certain yoifi in Kircha. And we have to understand what's the pshat, what's the two different stadim over here. Another Nekuda similar, it says, what was the Torah of the Levim? So it's another Lashon HaZeah. It says, the Koy Tasalim Letarim, what's the procedure for being Metaher a Levi? My Vikoy, Kigab Dil Eila, He's Alei Mechatas. It says, you Maz Alei Mechatas, which is Shura Talo de Bedolcha. It's water that comes from a crystal clear power, do. Ke'avna d'gdolcha, like crystals, the kol kol gavnin, they include all colors in it, u'beilas gavn klal, but it itself has no color. So the ma'isa tayra levim includes another element that is the hashpa, the ashra, is something that is crystal clear. And the lashon that Chazal uses is that it has no color, but all colors are in it. And so we have to understand what is the parasha of Tayra Salavim. If you take a look at the parasha of Tayra Salavim, it included shearing off all the hair. It included also pouring on the water, which was a ma'isa of, like he says, like whatever the it means, the Lashon HaZeah, that they put on this towel that was crystal clear, and then the tenufa of Aaron HaKohen. So we have to understand the tenufa of Aaron, the Achanas HaLevim versus the Achanas HaKohanim. If you take a look at the words in the parasha of the Hachonas Halavim, it's Tahara. Kachas Halavim etech Beisol v'tiharta Yisov. By Kohanim, it says Kedusha. L'chura, where we understand it, Kedusha is Cheshven Tahar. Tahar is a prerequisite. Something that's not Tahar, something that's Kodesh becomes spoiled, becomes Tomei. But Tahar itself is like vanilla flavored. It's not a Mila. If you're Tomei, it's bad. If you're Tahar, it's good. Mashein Kein, Kedusha is more than normal. Now, something that's Kodesh has extra dinim. So l'chura between the Tayrus Alevim versus the Kedusha's Kahuna, the Maila is definitely Kedusha's Kahuna. Well, it's Kairach is right. Levim are inferior. They're only a mice of Tehartai Sum, not a Kedashta. Shemen is a much cheshav of fluid than water. The Meshicha of Kahuna was with water and with. The Meshichas Kuna was a Shemen, and the Meshichas of Levium was with a Hazayah of Mayim. Also, it says that by Levium are Avoidas Avoida, it says it's a Chetimtzef Avoida. Avoidas Avoida means it's an Avoida that's the Tzorech Avoida. So how could they schlep the stuff, and even the Shira itself was just a backdrop for the Etzem Maisa of for the Etzem Avoida. So If l'chura, I mean, there doesn't seem to be an implication in the Zayah that Levim should have been mistapik b'mur. Listen, you know, you've got something, also be happy. Even the Moshe Rabbeinu's time is Rav Lechem Le'Levi, you've got a lot. In a sense, maybe better, maybe bigger. And yet, it's not, it doesn't seem like that. The Maila of Levir from every tzad seems to be much less than the Maila of Kahuna. So let's try to understand this inyan, and it's that some relates. Obviously, if the centerpiece of Avodah of Klal Yisrael was the Beis Hamikdash, and Kohanim and Levim were the Balei Avodah, so then definitely this is in a major way what every person's avoid is Bitsaratsmo himself. And let's try to understand a little bit the two Chalke Avoida and in a certain sense the Maila of one of the other. The Torah is divided to essays and lois essays. And the Ramban says, everyone be kvois of, that essays are keneged, the essays are what give a person the Maila, And the losas says are, the essay comes from Ava, the losas comes from Yira. The essays give a person a mila, and the losas says, the way we picture it is, it keeps a person away from danger. So if you ask a person, Marshall, what did you do today? And the person will say, I did a lot. I didn't cross in a red light, because that's one thing. I didn't smoke. I didn't do this. I didn't steal. I didn't this, this, and this. Fine. I mean, that's what you did today. So where's the mile of the person? There is no mile in that. A person who does one of these things, it puts a chisar in himself. But losa says themselves don't seem to have any tzad mile in it. And yet, when Chazal wanted to describe where Adam's Aveda comes in, the description is Hakav de Shemaim Chutz Miyir Shemaim. Specifically, Yir is singled out. Obviously, Yir Shemaim includes all Aveda. A person has Mechir in all Aveda. But if there's a specific Nekuda in Aveda that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to, that the Gemara focuses on, it's on the Yir part. I mean, why not all Maisa Shemaim? And definitely, to some degree, Chazal mean everything. They mean anything that's in the getter of mitzvah there. But why do they pick on Hakadosh Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim? Why Yir Dafka? So there's a mistake in our perception. Our perception is a person starts out with Beseder. Okay, he starts out okay. He can do Averis and be Malachlik himself. He can do mitzvahs and be Mal himself. So the point of Averis is just describe what to stay away from, but there's no tzad maila in mitzad keeping away from Averis. And there's some schar if it's a big nisoyan, but certainly we can't see that tzad maila. Meidach is accomplishments are in mitzvah's essay, and yet Chazal, when they point out accomplishment, point towards Yira and not towards Av. Why? So you have to understand, it says, Ha'lekim baras Adam Yosha Vehema Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabbim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzuras Adam the Yosha. In other words, it's not the pshat that the neshama itself is blank and it needs to be it needs to be taught and educated and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with Tzuras Adam. Tzuras Adam in itself is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bar mila. The problem is that it's in a guf, and the metzias of the choyma it tones the light down or shuts it off completely. It's like there'd be a window that's dark or dirty. So the etzem mitzad the nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam is a chelik kaim mal. It's the things around that obfuscated and they dull the light. Even if a person never did an aveira, the etzem mitzias of the chaymer, the etzem mitzias that a person is a baal chaymer, a sense of self in terms of gaiva, a desire in terms of taiva, everything about the person itself, the very metzius of Adam as a distinct bria, is already something that dulls the light around it. Just like a clear window, the clearer the window is, the less sense of a window you have. So to a person, the very sense of person that is there dulls and dims the light that's around. That is the Metzias Adam. So Tzuras Adam is an Adam that's tremendous mitzadis toichim. His neshama is a chelka kaimi mal. He has a Metzias in himself, like it says by Avraham Avinu, Nasa shtei kol Yosef kishnei rabbonim and Torah kishnei mayonis and Torah was mevea from it. And then there's the fact that a person dulls it, and his own mitzias, in every facet of his own mitzias, is dims that light. The Aveda of Yira, so if we take a look at it, Tzuras Adam B'Shlei Musay, the Iker Aveda is restoring the mitzias that was put into him. If the person's avoda has to be to bring out that which is there be'etzim. When we speak of there's an understanding that's so confused and so wrong. If people say, "I want to be who I am." That's very true. Now, there are three dargas. One darga is that a person is a put on. He pretends he's a big tzaddik. He pretends he's a big Tom Chacham. He pretends he's a big this. And we say, no, be who you are. Fine, that's emes. But the second mistake is a person looks at his guf, and it's full of taiva, and a person does what he wants, and he says, that's what I am. But that's not what you are. That's not you. I mean, if that's you, then you're a balcha, then you're a behemoth. You're something much more than that. Except that there's a body that's put onto that that's hiding it. The same way that if you pretend you're a doctor, you're not a doctor. The same way the midas roras and the taivas and everything else that a person comes with, quote unquote, naturally, that he's born with, are not him. There was a chelik al kaimimah, there was an neshama first, and the neshama is established in the guf. So anything that comes, any normal reaction to guf is not the neshama. It might be like it, it might be not like it, but it's certainly not him. If you believe that you are a tzuras adam, a vayipach ba'apov, so I need to see that vayipach ba'apov. So avodas betzim, avoda of self is bringing out that mitzias. Losa says is not just preventive medicine, not to do something that will be makalkal to us of them. Losa says is polishing the guf so that the neshama shines through. There's the nigna is they sing, you know, if the yam was not so thick, the sun would come through, and if the bars was not so thick, see the light. It's a mashal on Golas Gula, but in the person also, if the guf wasn't so coarse, then we'd see the neshama. So the avoda of Lois Hasei is the etzem avoda of the person, because Elokim Baras Adam Yasher, a person who's in a matzav of where the neshama shines through, his ma'isim are usually hagunim mitzaratzmo. He wouldn't need to be taught how to do good. He would be good be'etzim, except that there's a block around the Adam. That is Ma'isa Adam. That's the Tzuras Adam. In the Aveda of now, once. So let's take this example. Let's say a person comes in this world with Midas Ros and Taivis and Atzmis, all those things. And he's mezachechit and he's metairit. So what shines through is his etzem mitzias. But that etzem mitzias is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There seems to be almost a paradox here. Lamarshal, let's give an example. Let's say a person makes windows. That's his panasa. And you have a store has a show window and it has a display in it. Now, the window's there obviously to protect the display from the elements outside it. In as much as the window has grime on it, or even color, or even a sense of a window, it's staring actually. It's taking a price for keeping the display safe. I mean, you don't actually have the sense of the display. If the window is so clean that you barely notice it, if it's so transparent that you barely notice it, if it's slanted in a way, the ways to slant windows where you just don't even, you have the sense that there's not a window there, then the window is perfect. So there's almost a paradox here. The best window is the one that you don't see. Because be'etzem, it's the content that you want to come to the forefront. And the window is, and it takes a tremendous umnus and a very expensive window, that the same window, no matter the fact that it's thick enough to protect it, the fact that it's closed enough to protect it, and yet there's no sense of the window whatsoever. So tzuras adam mishlei musa, like it says that in Sefer Torah Rameh, it says kosnas oyer with an aleph, is where the guf is transparent, and b'meila, all you get is the chelak l'kai mimal. Someone asked me recently, it says in the pasuk, al yishala chacham chachmasai, giver v'lurasai, v'zois yishala mishalal, haskov yodea oisi. So what does it mean he can be mishabeach himself? There is something he can mishabeach himself, if there is not. The answer is, if the shvach is mitzad, the self, then there is no makom shvach. Nothing a person has, neither as chachma, nor as gevura, nor as oisher, are from himself. And hakol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has tremendous amount that's praiseworthy, and that's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in him. The neshama is as praiseworthy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Nafshi, David said it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the neshama is parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyahu. But that means the person has polished himself to such a daga that it's not himself anymore. The only time a person's self is praiseworthy is when it's not a self anymore. So it's a paradox, emes, but that's the emes. The teichin adam is when it completely is megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no sense of person. The same way like the window that you can't even sense its presence is the ideal window. And that's the best type of window. Those windows are most expensive and sought after. A person's perfection is when he's mezachich his guf to such a daraga that it's kuloi, that all we see through the guf is kuloi nefesh. That's the pshat in the story. And that's why it says, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. Ava is a sense of self also. I want something. I desire something. It might be the best thing in the world. Acha shaltim es Hashem and so on. But Ava implies there is a me that wants. Yira is the process that negates the self. Here is the process where the person feels less and less self, and everything I have is Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal pointed out to the oimik of the paradox. Avos Hashem, because it has a sense of self to it, it's not yet Bidei Shemayim. Those things that I normally think are mine, my Chacham, my Oishah, my Gevura, that's Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hakadosh Shemayim. Even Avodas Hashem, since Av includes himself a certain nekuda of self, then it's also b'dei shemayim b'yachas to yira. Only yira, which is the metzias of negating myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, staring how I don't exist l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is takad le'odam. So Chazal will point out the oimek of that paradox. That in the sense in the yira of a person is where the person exists, the emes, because anything else is kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where the person himself is oimid on it, that is kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the person. That is the person. In the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash, which is in a collective sense the avoda of Klal Yisrael, you had Kohanim and Levim. The Tiferes was the Kohanim, like it says, the Kavod Sefores and the Begodim and so on. The Darg of Kohanim was Kavod and Tiferes. But Kavod and Tiferes that's built on gold and silver and diamonds is not Kavod and Tiferes. You can't have the process of the Kavod and Tiferes if Klal Yisrael took gold and silver to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch doesn't need gold and silver. If on a klal level, unless you have the zichuch and tihur first, then basically it's like putting on, it's like smearing on something instead of polishing something. So just like on that show window, if it's a dirty show window and you can't see the stuff inside it, some chacham will say, you know what, instead of polishing, which is hard work and requires a lot, let's just paste a picture on top of it, a picture of what's inside it. That's counter what the intention of the window is. The Avodas Kohuna can't go without Avodas Leviyim. Leviyim and Kohanim go hand in hand. Leviyim are the Tara, and the Kohuna is the covered in the Tiferes. So Shevet Levi's Tara is parallel to getting rid of what's bad. In other words, the shaving of the hairs, which is the hairs are usually considered to be something that's associated with tumah, mesals of the cyrus, and tyrus mitzayra, tyrus nazir, all of those cyrus, the clip of cyrus and its beard use has gotten rid of, and the mazalim made tyra. And on top of that, you can have the kohanim coming out with their avodah. The Avne Bedulcha that we saw, the Hizale Meitara, so we said the Zayah, that the Meitara was the Shiori Avne Bedulcha, the Tala Bedulcha, the leftover of the crystal clear dew. Let's understand what that means. The Rambam says, we see the occasion in the Meira, when he says, Kemaisa Livnas Hasate, the Tachas Aglein Kemaisa Hasate, that they were able to see all the way to the Maisa Livnas Hasate. There's a certain, it says, Tachas Raglov Kimaisa Livnas Hasate. So the Rambam says, Livnas Hasate are diamonds, crystals, I don't know which, not, but the point is, the Rambam says, there are those things in the Bria that have color, and white is also a color. So even though white stands for purity and so on, but that's a color, it's a particular color, and it's limited to that color. A pearl is white, so white has a certain sense of tirety, but it's not. It's a color, it has a metzias. Transparent is not a color, and therefore the Rambam says it includes all the colors in it. Anything that's transparent in in those days, there were very few things. Glass, and as clear as we have it, is much later. Those days, glass had a lot of tinge to it. So the fact that you could have a solid rock, like a diamond, and it be or a crystal, be crystal clear, was a tremendous pella. Here you have a hard, tough, thick diamond or crystal, and it's completely clear. No colors, nothing, whatever's behind it. So the Rambam's magdir it. And it's interesting how the Rambam falls so well on the because the Livnas HaSapir is totally clear, that's why it's able to transmit all the colors. The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas and our Midas, the Maral speaks about it when he speaks about Ani Hashem LeMalach LeSaraf and so on. He says every Malach has a particular angle, a particular color, a particular flavor, a particular pu'ula. Every malach has its own. Every shevet had a different color as its flag. Anytime something has a color, it has its own metzias, and each shevet had a flag with its own color and an evan with its own color, so it had its own metzias. So on the one hand, you have something. On the other hand, you're limited. Anything you look through a blue glass looks blue. Anything you look through a red glass is red. So their mitziyasin are limited mitziyasin. The way a malach is limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a p'china of koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes himself in himself. Everything including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only color for us that includes everything is no color. The transparent color is the only color that be'etzim is koil all the colors. And it's the same paradox if you think about it. That which has nothing of its own has everything else. The Avne B'duch, the Tyrus Alevium was with water, the color of crystals. Left over the Tala B'duch, there's a Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria. The Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria that things are, that there's a Nekuda of crystal clarity which has the property of nothing of itself, but being able to be koil everything else. Kaviyochol. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no tefis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyochol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koilo lakoil, the koilam yachad, those elements in the Bria that have no sense, no self, are koiled the rest of the Bria as well. That's the that bird. So in Levi is called Avodas Avoda, means it's a hechetimtza for everything else. That's not a chisern in Levi, it's the mile of Levi. Levi himself does an Avoda that includes every other Avoda. Avoda is Avoda, it's an Avoda for the past another Avoda. In one sense, it's the least, like the show window. It's got lechura no metzias of its own. But no, it's got such a tohar dikim metzias that anything, any other Avoda can find its place in itself. Levium carried the entire Mishkan. They could carry on their back everything. They were foundation of the entire Mishkan, means every part of the Mishkan was able to go through Levi's hands. So the Mitzvah made him on a large scale, on a scale of Klal Yisrael. The Amud Avodah was the Mishkan, Beis Hamikdash, and it was built on two layers. Levia was first, and that's why Levia has shaychus to the midah of Yira. It has shaychus to the midah of Tara. That's the Levium are prepared by being mitayah them, and that's why they were shaved, because taking off the sires of a person, the sires are on the first glance the false beauty of a person. Plays with a sires, a salsa of a sires, to look nicer than he is. Completely Cyrus. Hiza Meitara Mechatas Dezer says is the Bria of Mayim that are crystal clear, that the Pshat is their Metzias, is they're completely transparent to everything else. And on top of that, you put Kohanim. Just like the person, for instance, a person who is who doesn't have any content to say. But he can be very eloquent, or say it very nicely, or use words to dress it up. That's a fake. That's not good. Then we have a person who says plain what he means. He has content, he says it. And then there's a person that expresses his content most eloquently. Without the basis of Levia, then Kohanim is a put-on. Without Tahara, Kedusha is not a Maila. So Levi carries himself the midah of Yira, the midah of Taira, to clear out completely. And on top of that, Aaron HaKoyen's Kedusha is a Maila and not a Chisaron. Korach was the Levi. That's what the Zohar says. He was Mr. Levi himself. And that's why he's called Korach. The Korcha is the Yoifi of Levi. And he wasn't... and so that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. You had the Tzura of the Adam Elyon. You have the Tzura of Adam in a certain sense even more b'shlemus than Aaron. Because Levium are not pronounced, they don't have the covered and teferis. They are much deeper chetimtza. If you have, sometimes you have two people, you have a presidential figure who's got the pomp and ceremony, or a king figure who does the ceremonial, and you have the prime minister figure who does the work. Each person, depending on how he looks, for a simple person, the king has all the royal accoutrements, and he's paraded around, and he's first, and he's this and that. So for a simple eye, that's the nechbadis. For the deeper eye, the person that everything stands on is not the king. The king is just a showpiece. The real Baal Kavod is the prime minister. So the Deher of Levi was, they couldn't, Korach, because he was Mekane Aaron, So he was not a Levi. He was a bad Levi, and he went all the way to the bottom. Another midah, somebody who's a Baal Chesed, and he also wants covet. It's a chesar. Somebody who's a Baal Gevura, and he also wants covet. It's a chesar. This is a mad chesar. In Levi, that's what the Zohar says. In Levi, it's either or. A Levi that has jealousy is not a Levi anymore. Then it's a glass. That's sullied is not glass anymore. Then it's a brick wall, and it's useless as such. That was the chisaron in Shevet Levi. That was in Kairach. That was where he went wrong, and that's. I don't want to go off far, but there's just a mockery for his baininess. Rabbi Akiva was called, we said, the Shaila was called Korcha because he was a Kareach. And the whole Metzias of Rabbi Akiva, that he was completely bottled to his Chochma, and the fact that at 40 he could sit down and learn, meant that he had nothing but Chochma that he wanted. There's, without elaborating, the Gemara Chagiga that we spoke last week, Matzah Shabbos, about the Arba Nechus Lepardis, Rabbi Akiva told him, be very wary when you get to a point of Avni Shayas Tohar Al Toma Mayim Mayim. In other words, there's a Metzias Lamala that the Bria is so crystal clear that you could mistake it for not being an entity at all. It's like water. It's a rock so transparent that it looks like water. I don't know what those dagas are, but Akapanim, it's Ruyim Adav Dvarim La Imram. Rabbi Akiva's dagger is a dagger where there is no. His metzias was so mezuchach that he deherred a metzias of something that was a rock or was crystal clear. His own metzias, Rabbi Akiva's own metzias was, it says, was like an oven that the water wore down. His metzias was as coarse and as thick, in every sense, as a rock, and the water and the water wore it down. Let's try to bring. So that's in Yenein on a big scheme of things. In the personal scheme of things, a person's avoda, we usually have a much easier time with the kumaseh than with the shevel taisa. It's ava for us drives us a lot better than yira does, because there's a real sense of accomplishment. In ava, there's a real sense of I want something, I do something, I feel ennobled by something, I reach out for something, I can look back and accomplish. And see it. Averis, I didn't do. Taught. I mean, you know, sometimes we have very big nesayin, and we feel, you know, Hashem doesn't have schar for us. But a person has to understand the real avoda in this world starts with being mezachich himself. The real avoda is to bring out what you have in you. The only way a person can bring out what's within himself is not. Is by being mezach himself. His first instincts and desires and cravings are not him. That's his guf. So real avoda is to being mezachich the guf. When a person denies himself something that he knows he shouldn't have, when a person works on his bad midas and so on, the person is being mezachich himself. The real treasure is not the crown you put on top, but the oir that comes out from within. Kahuna is it looks very chashiv, but it's only because it stands on top of the via. The real makom avoda hakav leshemayim chutz miyira shemayim. The real makom avoda is in the levi, not in the koyin. That's really where avoda is. It's interesting whenever you speak about. The Milas Shevet Levi. It's called Levi. The Mokum Avod is Levia. Every time a person, and it makes no difference if it's in the Tchum of Gaiva, if it's in the Tchum of Kas, which is an outgrowth of Gaiva, if it's in the Tchum of Taiva, if it's in the Tchum of Atzlus, all of those convey a sense of self. Gaiva is one sense of self, Taiva is a sense of self, and Atzlus is a sense of self. In other words, the physical inertia, the lighter a person is, the more easy is mafit, the less sense of self there is. The mida, when a person is mezachich himself, not only does his self come out, but an extraordinary different types of self come out. For instance, let's take a person who suffers from gaiva. So there are a lot of things that are not going to come out. He's not going to be ready to teach a little kid. He's not going to be ready to do a menial job. He's not going to be ready to misyafas to somebody who's a strange person. A lot of things he can't let out because the gaiva doesn't let it, it's a filter, it doesn't let it go through. If the person is mezachik the gaiva, all of a sudden he realizes how much chesed he has in him, he realizes how much care he has in him, so many things that were covered over with it. The midah of having everything, the midah of having all the milas, is only shy after the person that has no self, no sense of self. One of the giants of 2 days ago was the Alta Slavatka, we speak a lot about him. What's staggering is the different range of deis and people and shitas that went through his hands. If people speak about how many gdolim he produced, the question is not how many gdolim, the question is how many different types, so many different facets of Avodas Hashem went through his hands. And it's because he had no self. There's nothing. Because there was no self, you'd never see him. No one knew who he was, what he was, when he was. So he was the Rebbe of a Kanoi, and the Rebbe of somebody who was very broad, the Rebbe of somebody who was warm, the Rebbe of somebody who was stern. And all these people looked at him as their Rebbe, because the more something is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, L'kim baris Adam Yasha, Behema Bikshash Bainas Rav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam and Rishon, do what you're supposed to do. So Adam sat down and he said, you know, I could be better, I could eat the tzadas and be better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's where it started. So the person who's mezach himself, that I have no self, it's not my personal ambition is not to have a personal ambition so that everything that's in me comes out, that person can be koil everything. That stuck is not a steer to his learning, the learning is not a steer to his davening, his davening is a steer to his chesed is not a steer to his avoida. It's all there. The minute you have an angle, a person has a certain image he wants. He wants to look like a big tzaddik. He wants to look like a big Talmud Chacham. He wants to look like a big Baal Tzedakah. He wants to look like a big Baal Avoida. Automatically already, it's limiting himself. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, there's a perek in Tehillim. Shir ha-mailos ha-dovid Hashem le-gova libi. Evalachti b'gdoilus u'miflos. David HaMelech said, I was not haughty, I wasn't proud, I didn't do anything extraordinary past my where I belong. So I saw Reb Zissel Brady, who was a Shir HaChavim Zohar Bracha, remarks, why is that a Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, Melech, I say, Rebbeinu Shalom, I did such gevaldike things, all for your great glory. He says, I didn't do anything, evalachti b'gdoilus u'miflos. So Reb Zissel says, every yetzir kapa of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it comes out from the press, is stunning. A chatul says shira, and a chulda says shira, and a achba says shira. Every single bria, the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, said shira. It can't be otherwise. Adam himself, just suras Adam, the way he is a shira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But every single suras Adam around us is tainted with the halach to be gdolus u'miflos. The hema bikshach b'nei shabim. You know, I want to be better. I want to be bigger. Which is betzim saying, I want to be noticed. I want to be given covet. So, tzuras Adam doesn't have a shira, a real shira, because there is no tzuras Adam the Bria. Adam started with, the day he was born, he looked b'gdolus u'miflos, bikshach b'nei shabim, and there's no more yashir anymore. So Adam can't be be'etzem Mashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's not Adam. There are no tzuras Adam to be. It's twisted out of shape because there's two agendas. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda and the person's agenda. So anytime you have two forces pulling on something, it becomes twisted. When David HaMelech said, David HaMelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when David HaMelech was somebody who had no self, he was the Eved Moas HaBainim, he was completely, Libichol Bekirbi, Vanita Laz V'Le'ish. David HaMelech's Maila Mida was his complete not sense of self. When David HaMelech said, Le'lachti b'gdoilus b'niflos, kagomla le'imoy, like a baby on its mother, no sense of self. That is the shir of Tzuras Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person understands that the more he's mezachem et himself, the less he's worried about his self and where he is and what he is, and the more he's worried about bringing out the kedusha and the tzura and amitis of his neshama and his teichen, that person becomes Tzuras Adam. That's the Adam, that's the yofi of the Levi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you look like the Adam Lamaila, and that's the shir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Tzuras Adam b'shleimusa.